Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The challenge is not simply to replace Obama in 2012, but the real challenge is who and what we will replace him with.
Well, there's a familiar voice working on a familiar theme. Sarah Palin speaking at a Tea Party rally in Iowa over the weekend, sounding more and more like a candidate, even though she's still not announcing, even if she's going to announce whether she's going to announce it. No announcement on an announcement. Pretty exciting, huh? This is the Labor Day review of what's going on in the world of talk radio from our weekend perspective. It's Monday, the 5th of September, on the air live, taking your calls, 800-510-8255. And the 2012 presidential race is where we start this hour of the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy Labor Day. That's appropriate for you if you're working. Maybe you're still happy. It's okay with me to be here. I guess I'm figuring it's okay with you to be there as well. Help yourself to either 800-510-8255 or Doug at DougSteffen.com, because that's a good way for your opinion to be aired. Over the weekend, Russ Mitchell talked to Scott Conroy from RealClearPolitics.com for an interview on CBS Radio about Palin's appearances in Iowa and her increasing attacks on some of the other Republican candidates.
Sarah Palin came out swinging against the president, against fellow Republicans. What do you think? Was this a, okay, I haven't announced it, but I am running for president speech?
It sure sounded like a campaign speech to me. Of course, she hasn't declared her candidacy at this point, but I know from conversations with Palin aides that they are acting under the assumption that, you know, if she is going to declare that she's going to be into this race, they're going to be ready to go. They're waiting for that to happen. They don't know the answer to that question yet. We'll find out soon enough.
Of the GOP, she said that they are part of the political establishment that she wants to change. Is this a new tactic for her, going after members of her own party so strongly?
Yeah, I mean, she even said we had to vet these Republican candidates who are in the field already that raised what she calls mammoth amounts of cash. To me, she was taking a lot of indirect shots at Rick Perry, and a lot of people assume that, you know, they're sort of been friendly in the past and she endorsed him in the past, but I think she really laid down her marker. She talked about crony capitalism, she talked about the entrenched political class, and, you know, Rick Perry's been in office for over a decade, and I think this was her time to really say, I'm not going to go along and I'm not going to go endorse Rick Perry like a lot of people have assumed that she might.
Mainstream Republicans have had their own ammunition of late against Sarah Palin. Former Vice President Dick Cheney spoke at a radio program yesterday. Let's hear what he had to say.
Well, I've never gotten around the question of her having left the governorship of Alaska midterm. I've never heard that adequately explained.
This is the former vice president, a member of her own party. How big is this issue going to be for Sarah Palin if she does decide to run?
Oh, I think it's a huge issue. Look, she's explained why she left, you know, the governor's office with a year and a half left in her first term. She said that it's because she was inundated with ethics complaints that made her job impossible. But to get the American people to really believe that and to believe that they can put someone into the Oval Office who's only served as governor for 2.5 years is a big leap. And I think her opponents, if she does get into this race, will seize on that issue. But by the same token, you know, if and when Sarah Palin declares her candidacy, it's all about her for a while. And I think she'll really shake this thing up if she does get in.
All right, do you agree that Sarah Palin makes a good candidate, given the list so far, which is a lackluster at best, according to most, especially mainstream Republicans and mainstream voters? It may be that some of you who would vote in the primary who are lunatics from either the left or the right, it doesn't make any difference what you're, well, it isn't going to be much of a contest unless Hillary Clinton decides to get into it. That may be just a lot of rumor and happenstance on the Democratic side. At any rate, the rallies this weekend, Labor Day rallies, from ABC Radio, Dan Harris here talking to correspondent John Hendren about the appearance that Palin made at this rally in Iowa and what she had to say about some of the other Republicans.
Sarah Palin delivering yet another classic line, referring to those surveys that show most Republicans do not want her to run for president. She said the following: polls, they're for strippers. So is she running? ABC's John Hendren is covering a big speech that Palin just gave out in Iowa.
This was a match made in campaign heaven, the potential candidate and the people of Iowa. She paid tribute to Hawkeyes football. They shouted, "Run, Sarah, run." Then everyone waited for Sarah Palin to seal the deal.
Sarah Palin's fiery address had everything you'd expect from a campaign announcement.
Thank you, Iowa. It is so wonderful to be here.
It had lacerating attacks on the other guy.
The only future that Barack Obama is trying to save is his own reelection. All aboard Obama's bullet train to bankruptcy.
It had a jobs plan, one typically short on details.
My plan is a bona fide pro-working man's plan. Bring in burdensome regulations that are a boot on our neck.
It had everything, everything except the announcement so many Tea Party faithful were waiting to hear. That never came. But she teased them with a folksy new catchphrase to appeal to regular folks.
Corporate crony capitalism. Barack Obama has showed us cronyism on steroids.
And a new joke.
Polls, nah. They're for strippers and cross-country skiers.
Palin even turned her fire on the man who would be her rival, the presumed frontrunner, Texas Governor Rick Perry, a longtime politician.
We are governed by a permanent political class. They spend, they print, they borrow, they spend more, and then they stick us with the bill.
Perry will face off for the first time at a candidate's forum in South Carolina against Mitt Romney. Now, that's likely to get contentious. Romney has also been making not-so-subtle digs about career politicians, digs clearly aimed at Perry.
All right, so Perry's not the favorite of the insiders, it appears, and that's okay with me. Is it okay with you? If you're in Texas, maybe you feel differently. Maybe if you're in Texas and you don't like Perry, maybe that's a good conversation for us to have. 800-510-8255. People don't want me to sit on the sidelines. I'm happy to tell you what I think. You may agree or disagree. Please don't get angry. This is about an expression of opinion. I'm never going to listen to you again because you said that Michelle Bachmann wasn't smart. That's my opinion. Based on what I hear, what I think, you have a different opinion? Then you countermine. You don't say, it makes no sense for anybody to be as foolish as to say, well, I'm never going to listen to you again, or I'm going to call the manager of the station and complain because I don't want you on the radio. It's not how freedom of speech works there, boys and girls. It works in the following manner. You think something, you want to express yourself, here's the platform. Shutting people up doesn't fix the problem, nor does it make the opinion that I have. If I have it, other people have it. How are you going to shut everybody up? Are you going to counter with your own feelings, your own thoughts, your own words, intelligently presented so that you're persuasive and you get people to come around to your point of view? You don't make fun of the person who has one point of view or another that doesn't agree with you. Who are you? You're not any different than anybody else. 800-510-8255. Strong opinions are a strong part of this format, which is called Talk Radio. We review it here every day on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brand you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
And now analyst Dave Schultz talks about Michelle Bachmann, peaked or not.
People are starting to talk about now, has Michelle Bachmann peaked? Because now in polls, she seems to be coming in a pretty distant third behind Perry, who's in the lead, and Romney, who's second. And so that becomes one of the interesting discussion points here is Perry clearly seems to be the flavor of the day, and whether he lasts or not, we'll find out if that's true. I don't mean that in disrespect by saying that, but clearly he seems to be the person who's at the lead now, and Michelle Bachmann has, you know, receded back.
Right. I mean, a number of polls indicating, you know, putting Perry at 20, even a high 20s, and Michelle Bachmann down to a 10%, and then Mitt Romney around 18%. So clearly Rick Perry has taken this race in just three short weeks by storm, literally. And especially the book he wrote. In the past year, he wrote a book in which he is extremely critical of the federal government. Not a big surprise, folks, for somebody who is, you know, a fiscal conservative. But what he says in the book is a little mind-boggling. He refers, one of the comments that's been thrown out there, he refers to Social Security as an outdated relic left over from the New Deal.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say that and get elected president?
I don't think you can because...
Well, he did.
Well, he did.
Just last year.
He did last year. Well, he can get elected in Texas, perhaps, but can he get elected on the national scene? That's yet to be seen at this point. But clearly, when you go back to the fact that the bulk of the people, I don't want to say the bulk, but the most elderly, people who are collecting Social Security, are also have the highest turnout of any demographic in the country, that it's going to be hard to run on a scrap Social Security platform and do that. And the same thing all the way down the line, because even people who are 20 years old, you know, when you do polling on that and ask them where they stand on Social Security has enormously strong support from most demographics in the United States. Now, clearly among social conservatives, some social conservatives, no, but clearly, if you're looking at swing voters strongly support Social Security, and you know that if Rick Perry gets the nomination to run against Barack Obama, I can almost predict right now that every other commercial is going to be all about bringing up that quote and bringing up about constant attack on it.
And it's not just that one. He's called Social Security a crumbling monument to the failure of the New Deal.
No.
Well, the New Deal, which was enacted in the 1930s, was really a program that I think most people credit with saving, you know, really the well-being and even the lives of many, many Americans.
Right. People forget among the other things that the New Deal did was in 1933 when Roosevelt first took office, it created things like the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, which saved all the banks in the United States and guaranteed everybody's savings in the banks. And so New Deal encompasses an enormous number of programs that were wildly popular then and in many ways still are very popular and very quite successful.
28 after on the countdown. We'll continue the focus on the presidential race in a few moments here.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Reviewing the Sunday programs as we begin another week of conversation about what's going on in the world of conversation on the radio. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about. Every day for a couple of hours and over the weekend, a three-hour review of the top 10 hits. We try to cover all 10 during the course of the week, and politics being what it is, generally ends up being either one or two, and will probably for the next year or so in each of our overviews. The Face the Nation program, hosted by Bob Schieffer, invited Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann to be on the program, and so here they talk about Sarah Palin.
To get the economy going, you and most of Republicans, I want to just dive right in here, are calling for reducing taxes on corporations. But yesterday, Sarah Palin went all of you one better. She called for just eliminating all corporate taxes. Listen to this.
I propose to eliminate all federal corporate income tax. And hear me out on this. This is how we create millions of high-paying jobs. To balance out any loss of federal revenue from this tax cut, we eliminate corporate welfare and all the loopholes, and we eliminate bailouts.
So, you're a tax lawyer, Congresswoman. Would you go that far? Would you eliminate all corporate income taxes?
Well, you're right. I am a tax lawyer, and I'm also a private businesswoman as well. We've started our own company, and we've created jobs here in Minnesota. And I think the very first thing that I would do today as President of the United States is to bring about repatriation of income from American corporations that have earned money overseas. We have, according to 60 Minutes on your own network, we have over $1.2 trillion in earnings that we could bring immediately to kickstart the economy, which would be a true stimulus. We could bring that money in at a 0% tax rate, have it be 0% through December 31st, and then have it permanently fixed at 5%. After that, I think we do need a reduction permanently in the corporate tax rate, and that's the difference, I think, between what I want to do versus President Obama. His solutions, Bob, have all been government-focused and very temporary gimmick fixes. What is destabilizing as a private business person like myself if you don't have permanent fixes. I want to see permanency in the tax code. That's what will change and make dynamic job creation and grow growth policies.
But Congresswoman, what I asked you was, would you go as far as Sarah Palin and eliminate all corporate income taxes?
Well, of course, to do that, we'd have to have a fundamental restructuring of the tax code. What we'd have to do then is rejigger other elements to define revenue and what revenues would be needed to the economy. We could go that route. If we went that route, then we'd have to have a fundamental restructuring of the tax code. I'm open to having that debate, and as a former federal tax lawyer, I've dealt with whether it's a national consumption tax, a flat tax, or some variation on the current system. But this is what I do know. It needs to be simplified, it needs to be fair, and it needs to be reduced. We do know is that the current corporate tax rate is killing job creation.
So you could see a way to do that. You're not ready to just say, yes, I'll do that, but you could see by making other adjustments a way to eliminate corporate taxes.
It would be possible if we have a fundamental restructuring of the tax code. But immediately, what we could do is repatriation of bringing this money in from American companies that are earning the money overseas. But second, I do believe that the president, at minimum, should lower the corporate tax rate to 20%. So that businesses can see that they will have a more competitive rate. We certainly could get down to a 0% corporate tax rate, but it would mean a fundamental restructuring of the tax code.
Here, live on Labor Day, an overview of what's going on, the hot hits in talk radio, even though the A players are off today and are off over the weekend, that doesn't keep people away from having a discussion about the issues, whether it's the Tea Party rally in Iowa over the weekend, who's running, who showed up. What the folks like the Real Clear Politics, all of these sort of web, they were designed for web usage, the opining from opinion makers and correspondents and all of that sort of thing. They all bring us around to one reality. People are talking. We're talking about what you're saying, and we'll continue with that in a few moments here on the Countdown.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Get to Macy's Labor Day sale for 25 to 60% savings store-wide. Plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your WOW Savings Pass or Macy's Star Rewards card. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance items. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase. Take 40% off first impressions for baby. And save 60% on hotel collection bedding. Macy's Labor Day sale.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. Foodsdirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's going on in the world of talk radio and the pursuit of excellence here? Sound like Limbaugh, right? A little bit? Yes. Well, no, I'm not going to do that. The essence of the presidential race and who said what on the Sunday morning programs, who was on, et cetera, et cetera. We've heard either about or from Michelle Bachmann so far and Sarah Palin. So the two ladies have been a front and center discussion topic. Now we move over to ABC, where Christiane Amanpour talks to political consultant Jonathan Carl and Michael Gerson from the Washington Post about the polls with Rick Perry still out front.
What do Governor Perry and Governor Romney have to do to break out of the current situation?
Well, frankly, you've seen the polls that show that Perry has just shot to the top. We don't know how real this is. This is the month we'll find out whether or not he is truly the front runner. We have three debates over the next 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Perry has taken off because he's got this record as the jobs governor in Texas, and he speaks the Tea Party language. But there is the biggest oppo file on Rick Perry than of all the other candidates. He's got the longest record. You alluded to his book. He's got the most that can be attacked. We'll see over the next 3 weeks whether or not he can survive it.
Well, you just alluded to polls. The latest Quinnipiac poll has Rick Perry 6 points ahead of Mitt Romney. The CNN poll shows an even wider gap. Michael, good news for Rick Perry, but the Republican establishment, as John alluded to, because of all that oppo, must be quite worried about it.
No, I think there are some worries. This is a remarkable rise. He has gotten support not just from the Tea Party, but actually from a lot of establishment Republicans in these polls. But they're just getting to know him. The Tea Party people could have questions of their own. He supported TARP. You mentioned some of these other issues. And the establishment is already having questions about his book and other things with views that seem odd or extreme. He opposes the direct election of senators, apparently, which is a, you know, interesting position to take. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. But I would say that every front runner has to be wary of the Giuliani fate. Giuliani led in all the polls last time. He ended up with one delegate at the convention. You know, this can change very quickly.
You said it's a remarkable sort of rise. Is it remarkable like Michelle Bachmann was remarkable when she entered, or is it beyond that?
Well, I think it's a little bit beyond that. I think he has a serious governing record. I think his appeal on jobs is a real advantage in this case. I don't think this is necessarily a bubble. I think he's going to be serious. And I think that Romney may want people like Palin getting in the race in order to divide and create an inner Tea Party rivalry, going forward. But I think Perry's been very good at marginalizing Bachmann. It shows that he's a savvy politician, and that, that's a real achievement so far.
I find her extraordinarily distracting. Anybody agree with me on that, Christiane Amanpour? Anyway, good conversation, at least about Rick Perry, with a couple of minds that are close to what's going on. And that's the idea, get as many different points of view. Let's go to radio now and host Chris Reed here with David Harsinal from Blaze.com about the attacks on Rick Perry, including, is he dumb?
David had an excellent column the other day about Rick Perry and about the new narrative that's emerging not from the Democratic National Committee, but from the East Coast establishment media, that Texas Governor Rick Perry is dumb. In 1964, the media tried to depict Barry Goldwater as dumb. In 1970s, Vice President and then President Ford was depicted as dumb. He played football without a helmet. In 1980s, Ronald Reagan depicted as an amiable dunce. 2001, George W. Bush depicted as a dolt. This is just such a common narrative of the American media. Along comes a conservative politician, and to define them to the American people, they think their job number one is to say he's not smart. Now, David, this isn't exactly the angle you dealt with in your column, but I just find it kind of funny at this point. If somebody comes, if it's a Republican presidential candidate, especially one from the South, the odds are strong that there will be a concerted attempt to depict him as dumb. It's kind of pathetic.
Yeah, and I think that there is really some belief by Eastern elites and other media types that people who believe in God and sort of have these sort of, backwards views on the world are dumb. I think they believe that they're dumb. Sometimes they are dumb, but most often they're just as smart as anyone else.
Texas Governor Rick Perry, as you point out in your column, is a very successful governor for the last 10 years. So the whole question of whether or not he's quote-unquote book smart is kind of a joke.
Well, sometimes I think they confuse being a wonk with being smart or being having a lot of degrees and being smart. I mean, that makes you smart in some ways, but it doesn't make you smart in every way. Real-life experience makes you smart. Executive experience makes you smart. Street smarts can make you smart. I mean, there are different kinds of things that we look for in leaders, and if we just want a scientist running the country and technocrat, which unfortunately we have too many of anyway, and we do that, but intelligence is not measured in that way. We want someone who is open-minded. Sometimes when you think you're the smartest guy in the room, you don't listen to anyone else. I think you need leadership that has an open mind to other ideas and ideas that work, not ideas that theoretically work.
All right. So it's interesting to listen to these guys talking about the Eastern establishment and people who believe in God supporting. This is the kind of stuff that drives anybody with a mind more than the even smallest amount of sense into orbit. The fact that I'm on the East Coast, I believe in God. I don't believe in religion necessarily being, as a matter of fact, I'm dead set against religion being in politics. Religion has no place in politics, and yet it gets used as a trump card by people. Yeah, you'd like to have somebody whose ethical standards and morals are A-OK. We tend to hang that on people. Some folks hang it on people who are not deserving of it, and they prove that. How many times have you seen politicians of both stripes get themselves into trouble? And there's this this clamoring for some person who believes in God. What does that mean? And why is it important here? Your political beliefs are one thing. Your practical beliefs are another thing. And your religious beliefs are a third thing. And the third rail here is one that you don't really, I don't think you bring in to, unless you're trying to suck people in just to tell them what they want to hear rather. I mean, all of this stuff smacks of just phony political rhetoric. Yeah. So let's move on to a radio show hosted by Jeanine Turner, who had former White House Press Secretary Dana Perino on about some of the campaigns that are in trouble.
In regard to the presidential candidates for the Republican Party that have come forward and are actually active at this point, we may have Sarah Palin coming in, we don't know. But who do you think has the greatest PR disadvantage? more to overcome from a public.
Wow, interesting. Well, people that don't have any money at all for their campaigns have a really difficult time. And you, social media can only get you so far. So like a Newt Gingrich or Herman Cain, they aren't self-funding their campaigns, right? They're out there raising money, and it's hard to hire a lot of staff that you need to in order to be competitive in all the different states at the same time. I mean, you can do a lot from a central office, but not enough. And traveling and shaking hands and getting out there, as well as doing PR, you know, with the media or coming up with ideas where you're going to get some coverage, you can be at a disadvantage if you don't have the funds. And I think that Tim Pawlenty, Governor Pawlenty of Minnesota, who decided to get out of the presidential race after the Ames straw poll in Iowa, made a good decision. But because at that point, he was probably burning through hundreds of thousands of dollars a week to sustain a campaign, and he knew that it wasn't going to continue.
I found it to be fascinating after Michelle Bachmann won the Ames straw poll, who I saw on Fox over and over and over again, over and over with Santorum.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? I saw a little bit of Michelle Bachmann on Sunday, but then every time I turned around, there was Santorum. So I thought, well, maybe that was because everyone was surprised he did so well.
I think sometimes these things come in waves.
Well, no, I don't think he does, but I do think these things come in waves. And, you know, we're like kids at a soccer game when we watch the news, right? We're hot on somebody for 2 weeks, and then we run to the other soccer ball, and we run to the, remember, Donald Trump was the big it factor for, like, 12 days. And it was hot and feverish, but not sustainable.
You know, thank you, ladies, for talking about that. It's so foolish, all these polls and people getting all upset on what's going to happen, and the news people. Well, these polls are useless at this time because people are fickle or folks haven't been really schooled on who the candidates are. So they're taken based on first impressions. And after you hear some of these people for a while, the polls again become really irrelevant. It's very interesting to see how the Tea Party is shaping the race, really. A lot of the candidates are parroting the language of Tea Partiers trying to promote the Tea Party agenda. That's my observation at the moment. And the Democrats love this because they paint the Tea Party as extremist, even though the Tea Party has really good core fundamental ideas like taxation and the economy and those things. And so that brings me back around to something I've said any number of times. If the Tea Party, I don't even know, is there a leader of the Tea Party other than a politician? If the people who believed in the message of the Tea Party, which was basically built around taxes and stuff, it seems to me that ought to be the message and not fiddling around with all this other stuff, which is not going to help make a president. The Tea Party message should be singular. Any thoughts? 800-510-8255. Libya up next on the countdown. Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and let's learn how golf can relate to life. Let's assume for just a moment you have not played golf for a long period of time. And then all of a sudden you're ready to play, but the weather is terrible. It just finished raining. The grass is wet. The sand traps are moist. What are we going to do? And by the way, the wind is blowing in our face at about 30 miles per hour. Do we call up the people and say, hey, I'm not playing today, things are too rough? Of course we don't. We go out and we improve our mental game. We go out and we improve everything that we do. We take new tools and new clubs. In life, we should do the same. There are obstacles that are always put in front of us. Let's energize ourselves. Let's pretend that we're out on the golf course. Nothing stops us. In life, we should always add to the tools, add to the energy level, add to the enthusiasm, and always be powerful enough to overcome anything that comes our way. Go ahead, get out there, charge, and win. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
Yes, I heard about your 5% off every day credit offer.
That's right. Just use your Lowe's consumer credit card to get 5% off every day. Or choose special financing on purchases of $299 or more.
5% off every day? So Columbus Day?
Discover all the things you can get 5% off on.
Arbor Day?
Buy a tree, get 5% off.
St. Patrick's Day?
You'll save lots of green with 5% off.
Awesome.
Lowe's, let's build something together. Subject to credit approval, offers cannot be combined. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah!
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
O'Reilly. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet. In stock and at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Doug Steffen here on the Countdown. Up next, focus on Libya, because that's been part of the conversation this weekend. From CNN, Candy Crowley talks to Congressman Mike Rogers from Michigan and Joe Lieberman, the senator from Connecticut, about the latest in news and politics from Libya, including where Gaddafi's weapons seem to be hidden.
Gaddafi's gone, but still there. He's not in power, but he's someplace in Libya, everyone believes. Let me ask you what is best for the future of the Libyan people, as honestly as you can answer this. Would it be better if he was captured and tried, or better if he just ran into some people who killed him?
Well, I think that's clearly up to the Libyan people. The most important phase of this, I believe, is now it's the Where's Waldo event of trying to find Muammar Gaddafi. They will succeed in that eventually. But the next two, three, four weeks, is important for their establishment of governance and trying to avoid an insurgency. And it has a lot of components to it, the weapon systems, the weapons cache, their ability to get resources in the short term, their own resources, engaged in government development so they can take control and show the Libyan people that the rebels can govern. All of that is important, and their work, not to make the same kind of mistakes that were made in Iraq about dismissing all of their military and their intelligence apparatus. They need to co-opt some of that in the next few weeks. If a combination of all of those things happen, then it's probably of little consequence which route, which thing happens to Muammar Gaddafi.
Let me ask you a question. I talked to a former top official in the intelligence community who said, I'm not that worried about the mustard gas because there's not any sign at all that he could deliver anything with mustard gas. What worried this official were those shoulder-launched missiles. And he said, one terrorist gets one of those, he can bring down a plane, period, end of story. And there are hundreds of them. What do you know about the whereabouts? Are we trying to track that in any way?
We're tracking that very carefully, and we're working with the new government of Libya, which is, I would say, Western-oriented. They're nationalistic, but they're, of course, grateful to NATO, because they know without NATO, including the U.S., they would not have overthrown Gaddafi. They were the boots on the ground, but we were their allies and supporters. And we're working with them to try to secure both the mustard gas and the munitions that I worry would fall otherwise into the hand of enemies of the U.S., including terrorists. But it's very important to say here that one of the bonuses, believe believe it or not, of the Iraq war was that Gaddafi got scared he would be next. And he came in from the cold, as it were, and agreed to get rid of a lot of highly enriched uranium and other weapons of mass destruction that he had. So there's fortunately less for us to protect now than there would have been.
Senator Joe Lieberman, negotiations over the surrender of one of Gaddafi's remaining strongholds seem to have collapsed. Libyan rebels are waiting for the green light to launch their final attack on this town. The country is in ruins. Everybody's standing in line, however, to get a hold of the oil rights. Up next on the countdown, the focus on jobs this week.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And jobs, the focus of a lot of discussion this weekend, this past weekend, this week as well. It's Labor Day, and people thinking about jobs, the situation that exists or doesn't exist for you. Here's Talk Host Terry Gilbert with financial analyst James Condi about what the president ought to have to say about jobs in his speech this week.
The numbers are dismal, as you know, and in fact, we haven't even moved the needle a bit in about 2 years. And there has been, in the meantime, of course, as you know, everybody knows all this stimulus and catering to the unions and the special interests and so forth, given what you know about our debt presently and the peril that we're in economically. If you were giving a talk to the joint houses of Congress this upcoming Thursday, how would you frame your speech?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to recognize that the Obama administration and Obama himself is off on the wrong track. They are just not getting anything accomplished towards all the promises that he promised America when he became president.
And a lot of people know that it's on the wrong track, but there will be people that say he is focused on this soft socialism that we see in Europe. His headset is in that. It's not that it's evil. It's just different. So why is that so bad for America? There's a lot of people that are for him. They love Obamacare. They want everything free. They've been conditioned this way. Why is that bad in your view?
Well, I think that really leads into the fact that we have 50% of the population paying for the other 50% who is not working, and not paying their way, not paying taxes. 50% of the population. When only about 12 years ago, it was 30% of the population was not paying taxes. Now it's 50%, and it's getting worse. And if this trend continues, it's going to be the end of America.
But the people on the left and Obama himself continues to say those mean, rich Republicans, those people that make $250,000 or more, they just have to pay more. So they want to continue spending with the idea that the rich should pay more taxes and we'll be just fine.
Well, if the rich, so-called rich, were to pay 100% in taxation, it would not solve the problem at all. It would only make a small dent in the spending of the administration and the debt that we've created.
All right. There's an interesting overview, and it does speak to having us redo the tax system and stop the IRS and the income tax guys from getting at you. Here's host Joe Bartlett with economist Peter Morici about the latest unemployment numbers.
Let's talk about these unemployment numbers. I mean, it's just horrendous, isn't it?
Absolutely. The U.S. economy is stalling. We've hardly had a recovery, and it seems to be slipping back into recession. If not a recession, something very close to it. The growth rate is less than 1%. We'd actually be losing jobs if it wasn't for the fact that productivity has been falling. Workers have been becoming less productive. The situation is quite dire, and the president views this as a political opportunity. That's what's so sad. He showed us that blatantly with his effort to try to schedule over the Republican debates by asking for a joint session of Congress to take away television viewers from his opponents. Really kind of mean-spirited and unfitting act of a sitting president. And he really is more interested on Thursday in what we call triangulation, essentially coming up with some proposals that sound Republican but are really Democratic, and so that the Republicans won't pass it. And so then he can blame future absence of job growth on Republicans. Let's remember that for the first 2 years he was in office, he had a Democratic Congress, and he used that Congress to pass his agenda. He dramatically increased the size of the government by 25%. The share of GDP, that is government's federal spending, has gone from 19.6 to 26. And at the same time, he has shrunk the private sector. The private sector is dramatically smaller than it was 4 years ago. You know, now we're comparing before and after the crisis. We're in the seventh quarter of recovery. So he's given us a French-style economy. And no surprise, we're getting 1980s European jobs growth, which is no jobs growth at all.
Now, I have to agree with you on what you said about the triangulation that the president is doing. The White House has released a report that said unemployment is going to remain at or around 9% through 2012. So the president has to run for re-election with unemployment around 9%. And the only way he can do that and be successful is to blame the Republicans, the other side, for not allowing him to fix the problem the way he wants to. So that's why, like you, I suspect that on Thursday he's going to have some grand plan that he knows has no chance of full passage, and then he can say, well, we wouldn't be in this situation if I only had the cooperation of Republicans, correct?
Yeah, but you must consider that.
The American